From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio, celebrating the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents The Folk Project.
You're the evergreen tree growing in my yard, and I need your love like the moon needs the stars. Plans to run the fields and the plains, be one with the land and one with our names. The earth and you have me pulled in tight. Now I waited so long, but it feels so right. I am your river and you are mine. Create me up forever, then we can never divide. Fly, fly, fly with the wind and breeze. Flow, flow, float in the deep blue sea. Climb, climb, climb every mountaintop. Oh, we are not shaking, oh yeah, we cannot be stopped. Oh, we are not shaking, oh yeah, we cannot be stopped. You're the evergreen tree growing in my yard, and I need your love like the moon needs the stars. Plans to run the fields and the plains, be one with the land and one with our names. And fly, fly, fly with the wind and breeze. Flow, flow, flow in the deep blue sea. Climb, climb, climb every mountain. Oh, we are not shaking, oh yeah, we cannot be stopped. Oh, we are not shaking, oh yeah, we cannot be stopped. You fly, fly, fly with the wind and breeze. Flow, flow, flow in the deep blue sea. Shaking, oh yeah, we cannot be stopped. Oh, we are not shaking, oh yeah, we cannot be stopped.
Red Barn Radio's official radio partner is WEKU, public radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.fm. Red Barn Radio is supported by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta with live music every weekend. On Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert with people to embrace opportunities, listen locally and engage in shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. More information on Facebook, Instagram, and listenlocally.net. Griffin Gate Resort and Spa, a luxury spa located in the Marriott in Lexington, Kentucky. And AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment. Online at AccuPrint.us.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Cobb. This is Red Barn Radio's 18th broadcast season, and tonight is Red Barn Radio's 669th live concert performance. We would like to welcome all the listeners on West Virginia Public Radio, and it is our hope that you will make us a part of your regular radio and online listening. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents The Folk Project. Hannah Coomer and Eric Scott have known each other for their entire life, graduating from the same class in high school, but connected musically 7 years later after a mutual friend's show. After the show, the writing began. The musical chemistry was undeniable, the songs extraordinary, and the blend was perfect, and The Folk Project was born. Please welcome to the Red Barn stage, The Folk Project.
Abba, oh, and Abba.
the host of Red Barn Radio, Brad Becker.
Thanks, Renee. Thanks for joining us tonight on Red Barn Radio. Our guests are The Folk Project. Glad to have you guys with us.
It's good to be here.
Yeah,
definitely.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, well, you're back for the second time. You reminded me. You were so familiar, and you were here with...
No Deceit.
With No Deceit.
There's another band I play in.
Yeah. Start with Campbellsville. That's the place where you all grew up, is that right?
Yeah, it is smack dab in the middle of the Bible Belt. So it's a very religious area. So you have a lot of churches and small main street kind of thing. A lot of mom and pops. It's a really kind of tight-knit community. I would say inside the city, there's probably about 10,000 people. And I would say maybe within the county itself, you branch out to maybe 25,000. But it's really not super large. And so if you go to Walmart, you're bound to run into at least like 10 people that you know. And it's central Kentucky, so it's like right in the middle.
You all went to the same high school? Is there just one high school that serves the area there? Or
there are two.
Oh, okay.
We're from Campbellsville, and they have a Campbellsville High School, but it's in Taylor County, and we went to Taylor County High School. And both of those are really close to each other.
And how well did you all know each other during your high school years?
I mean, I remember Eric in my fifth grade classes, you know, like this kid with red hair that sat across the room in, you know, roll call, and there's Eric Scott. But, I mean, it was like we had never really said a word to one another. And then Guitar Hero came out in high school, and I always saw this guy across choir while everyone's, like, gawking at him, like, playing Guitar Hero. And it was like, oh, well, no one's better than Eric. And so that's kind of the most I knew about Eric was that he had long hair, he was in a rock band, and he played Guitar Hero.
I put together my traveling bag, and I said to the wind that I'm not coming back. I left a note on the back of your favorite thing, 'cause I'm not coming back. Took a ride from a random guy. Don't do nothing funny, I'm not thinking twice. I'm headed out north this time. Don't pay for a visit, I'm not thinking twice. From all the things I put you through, still pick up if I called you. From all the things you try to do, I'd still pick up just to hear you. Some more clothes, but they're all inside. You try to pick apart at my eyes, but my walls are built strong. Gotta keep it inside.
And changed quite a bit, which, you know, is pretty natural for most people. But I don't know, I was a lot preppier in high school, and I definitely hung out with like a select crowd, I guess. As I went off to college and everything, it just things really changed and I grew into just a different perspective. And I think in high school I didn't really know who I was or where I wanted to go, and college kind of opened that up for me.
Did you have a good relationship with your family?
My dad, he worked quite a bit, and so I didn't see him a whole lot when I was a kid. I spent more time with my mom, and I spent a lot of time with my grandmother, and I would say that she's about 50% responsible for raising me along with my mother. Dad, he wasn't absent, he just worked all the time. And so ultimately, you know, I see them and talk to them just about once a week at least. Sometimes they come to my shows, and so.
Nice. There's a storm that's brewing inside my heart in the dark. It feels the same as I remember. The chills just ran down my spine, and I hope that I'm not getting behind. Just grab another bottle of the shine. I hope that you will reach me in time. I put my finger on the trigger. My life has flashed before my eyes, and I'm sorry for missing dinner. I'm too far in to quit or compromise. I'm fed up with the people and the lies. My thoughts are what led me to my demise. I loved you, but you never realized.
Grandma play a role in shaping you as either a musician or a writer or both?
Yeah, definitely. She had a gospel band, and as a kid, she got me a little kid acoustic guitar, and they wouldn't plug me in or anything, but I would just get up there and, you know, just strum away and stuff, and then sometimes they'd give me a shaker egg, and I'd just sit up there and shake to it and stuff. As I got older, I tried to get into piano, and I got very frustrated by it, and I quit. And then I got into guitar lessons, and I quit. And then one day, I was sitting at my other grandmother's house, who they're also very musically inclined as well. So it comes from both sides of my
family. Your
dad's
side?
This would be my mother's side.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I'm sitting there, and all my cousins are playing, like, bass and guitar and stuff. And I'm trying to, like, pick these, like, four chords that I barely know. And my cousin, who's kind of a jerk, comes over and he's like, you don't know anything. You're terrible. And he says a bunch of kind of rude things or whatever. And then I was just like, in my mind, that's what did it for me. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to show up next time. And, like, I'm totally going to be better than you. I think that's what drove me into wanting to actually try and not give up. And from there, my dad's mom, so my other grandmother, she owned a music store. And I worked up there, and the guy that ran it basically taught me, and then I self-taught myself from there. And so I didn't really do any more formal lessons, and I just started playing by ear. So half the things I play, I cannot tell you what I play, but I know that it sounds good. So
I drink because I am a hoping, and I drink because I am lonely, and I want your body to be next to mine, and I want your comfort to soothe my sore eyes. I feel so out of control, and I drink because I don't know anything else. And I watch your body decay to wine, and I watch your mind slip in time.
Eric, what about you? How did you become Guitar Hero?
For the longest time, my dad played guitar. He had played guitar in the past in a couple different like local bands around the area.
What kind of bands?
They were like rock bands.
Yeah.
Yeah. He played lead guitar, and then, you know, I aspired to, you know, eventually kind of follow in his footsteps, although I did it a little different. I guess it went Guitar Hero, and then my dad taught me a couple chords, and then I self-taught myself a lot of different stuff. And then I took lessons at college, and then I've basically just kind of been teaching myself from that point as well. And that's my whole progression, I think.
Do kids actually learn guitar skills playing Guitar Hero, like with their, you know, finger dexterity?
There are some things that you could get out of it, but ultimately I would have to say no. I would say that, you know, clicking your fingers along to like a metronome type beat that the game makes you do, that is somewhat of a useful skill to kind of pick up, and strumming along with it, because if you're not in time, you're going to be missing a lot of notes. But outside of that, I find it hard to say that it could actually teach you anything like meaningful, because there is so much I had to learn whenever I stopped playing Guitar Hero and picked up the real guitar. There's a lot more to it. Well, the thing that set it off for me, that it's where I'm at right now, is whenever I took lessons at college, it was for classical guitar. So I got accustomed to finger picking, and then I took that over to just the normal acoustic guitar, because this has steel strings. The classical guitars have nylon strings. So this is a lot brighter, has more of a pop to it. I think it sounds better personally, but just that's all opinion. The fingerstyle picking from classical I took with me, and I've used that in almost everything I've done at this point.
Baby, won't you come out and play? Are you gonna get dressed today? Baby, won't you come out and play? Are you gonna get dressed today?
I've decided that upon arriving, we'll have a quick breakfast, get down to the riding, so dance in the forest, so down are the forces that try to enforce us to be it they want us to be.
Be it they want us to be. Maybe we can both just pretend, get us out of the shape we're in. Maybe we can both just pretend, get us out of the shape we're in.
So be as we may, we might as well say it, try less to degrade it, can't ever escape it. The words of my mind are a constant reminder of how far we go to belittle and blinds at sea.
Blind those at sea. Shiggity ba 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 ba. Shiggity ba ba ba. Shiggity ba 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 ba. Shiggity ba ba ba. Shiggity ba 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 ba. Shiggity ba ba ba. Shiggity ba 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 ba. Shiggity ba ba ba.
Part where I want to get everyone to clap along with Hannah real quick. Yeah. Best audience we've had so far yet.
Yeah, really.
Alright. Keep going.
One, two, three. Shiggity ba 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 ba.
Shiggity ba ba ba. Sing it with me now.
Shiggity ba 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 ba. Shiggity ba ba ba.
A little louder.
Shiggity ba 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 ba. Shiggity ba ba ba. Shiggity ba 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 ba. Shiggity ba ba ba.
Normally, right here, I say something really cheesy to the audience, like call them superstars or tell them to go buy our merch, and then I'll use that money to buy you all a drink. And I don't know.
I'm trying my best to breathe, try to love you, the world in me. I am trying my best to breathe, try to love you, the world in me. Shiggity ba 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 ba.
Thank you.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with The Folk Project, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from The Folk Project after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.
Just call me Mr. President of Space. Everything is free until I say it's not. Galactic Federation can't be fought. I am the spaceman. Just call me Mr. President of Space. Everything is free until I say it's not. Galactic Federation can't be fought. Galactic Federation can't be fought. Free. freedom and oxygen can't be.
Welcome back. Tonight we're with the Folk Project, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Freedom and oxygen can't be bought.
Thank you.
Traveler's Bag is such a neat title. It's sort of rich in sort of imagery and, you know, connotation. Your performing name, on the other hand. It sort of sounds like something somebody would apply for a grant for.
We came up with the folk project because to some degree we weren't really able to be like super clever with a name, but you know, we just wanted to start somewhere and not think too long and just over and over, should it be this, should it be this? It's like, well, let's just make a decision and roll with it. Because ultimately, it's important, but it's not that important. I think the way you present yourself and do everything is far more important than just your name. So we settled on the Folk Project because it's something that neither of us hated in the moment.
Yeah, we get all the time, you guys aren't exactly folk. And I'm like, well, not in a traditional sense, no. So like our music kind of comes up with this taking the storytelling aspect of writing and what, you know, folk presents in that, and then kind of mixing it with more of a indie sound and the whole singer-songwriter aspect of it. But I think what I like about it is constantly presenting ourselves as a project, which really allows us to do absolutely anything that we want with it. I could just start playing mandolin one day on stage or a banjo, and then they'd be like, what are you doing? And I'd be like, well, we're a project, so we can do whatever we want. It's a, you know. I think it also encompasses a lot of who we are because we don't know who we are. And so we're constantly trying to go from one thing to another to try and figure that out.
Contrary to what they think, I told him everything. I told him what I did. And I said that we should sit, and then we talked through the night, and then we cried and tried to make it right, but then we knew that we had come too far. Comfort of our yard. Sadness borrowed in our hands is our future children left our land, and you settled in with your favorite drink. And I swam and watched your brown eyes sink. And then we screamed in angry fury. Strangers past, and I sing, oh babe, we didn't last. And I sing, oh babe, we didn't last. That we had left the comfort of our past.
Hannah, you have some long interest in writing. I heard you say earlier that when you went to school, that at least one thing you entertained was the idea that you might pursue a writing major.
When I was a kid, I used to write poems all the time, and quite comical ones. I still have some that I get made fun of for constantly. I was going to publish this book, so I printed them all off in nice form and put a cover sheet in a little protective thing and called it In Still Waters. And I was like, this is bestseller material. Yeah, I mean, sitting at home still. And I, every now and then I flip through it. But I think if I I hadn't went through that, you know, I wouldn't be where I am as with writing now. And I wanted to do poems, and then I wanted to do a book, and I was always, like, I did journalism at school, and then they assigned a piece to me, and they're like, Hannah, you're making it too personal, or you're trying to put yourself too much in it, and be more objective, and I'm just like, yeah, well, I want the people to hear. Like, I want them to know. Ultimately, we had a talent show, and I had written, like, 2 or 3 songs at home, and I was like, okay. So I went to school and I did the talent show, and that was the first time I had played in front of, oh, there's probably like 1,000 people in that gym or something. Oh, wow. And it was terrifying, but in the end it was really gratifying, and that's when I knew that was the one thing that I knew was me. And I think so ultimately that, you know, that's what made me a writer.
He was just a man. Sawed you in, beat him, broke your hands, defiled you, defined you, took all your heart and made it, solved you, dissolved you, stole all your mouth that said it, stripped you, he stripped you. You said you'd walk on by, move forward one more time, put a lash on your coattail, son. Sharpest edges cut you. You pushed it deeper into fail you. Holding that 44, you're shaking it, shaking. Colder than solid steel, it's burning. You said you'd walk on by.
So that experience, more so than any particular teachers or mentors, you really felt like that sparked your desire to do more?
That and the guy that, you know, helped teach me guitar, he all the time was really encouraging, like, you're going to do this one day. You're going to be in a band, and you're going to do it. And I was just like, yeah, whatever. He probably was one of my biggest fans, like pushing me on, because I was really meek about what I wanted to do, and I just had no idea. Like, I didn't have the guts to do it, and he was there just being like, just be brave and just do it. I was terrified to talk to a crowd or anything, and my mom all the time. I'd get off stage and I'd be like, well, what should I do better? And she's like, talk, open your mouth. I was just like, okay, what do I say? You know, and ultimately now, like, it doesn't faze me one bit, but I mean, it definitely, you know, that's something that I had to go through.
You rolled up your window and waved goodbye. The sunset never looked so inviting. I wrote you a letter, but I threw it away. I couldn't think of anything to say, so I wrote your name. I wrote your name. You packed up and left now, and I miss you the same. But it seems we're in two separate lanes. And I can't help but notice you're doing okay. Wish that I could say the same when I wrote your name. I wrote your name. Ooh. Ooh. Gotten older, and I think of you a lot. And I wonder if you forgot when I wrote your name. I wrote.
So you both sang in chorus in school, right? Eric, did you learn to sing as a young person?
I never really started learning how to sing until I joined the chorus. I mean, I kind of would sing here and there. I really wasn't that good. And I think at this point, I'm not where I want to be, but I'm a lot better than I was when I started, which is something. The first thing I ever learned how to play was clarinet, actually. Whenever I was in sixth grade, from sixth grade to ninth grade, I played clarinet in the school band. And then by ninth grade, I absolutely hated it, and I had to quit. But I really wanted to sing, and I really wanted to do music stuff. So I ended up joining the chorus because a bunch of my friends were in it, and it seemed pretty cool. So I just kept singing from there.
To do the kind of harmonies that you all are doing, you're not doing simple harmonies. You're doing some pretty intricate stuff and following each other really closely. And
to me, I mean, some of the harmonies that we're doing in my mind are simple. I mean, they are what my brain naturally wants to go to. So, you know, without me even trying really hard, I kind of hit around the area that I'm looking for, and then we kind of hone in where the harmony should be from there. Learning harmony in the chorus taught me a lot, because you had to listen to your part very specifically. You can't be singing the melody if you're singing the bass. It's not going to work. You have to be singing the bass part. No. So you have to focus in on what that actually is.
Yeah.
Hey there, big man in the sky. I think I met you one time. I think I met you one time. day in the river, river, river. Hey there, big man in the sky, I think I met you one time. I think I met you one day in the garden, garden, garden. Turn round, I left you in the dark. I wasted all my days picking you apart, dropping pennies in an empty well. Oh well, oh well. Making my way down to the sinner's box, I got a list of doubt, and I know I forgot that I sold my soul to drink for free. And all I wanna do is go. They raped and ripped out all my heart. I'm burning anger deep inside that is starting to rot. I'm fueling all the fires in the wild, so wild, so wild. The trees, they burn down faster than the sun. Just spray your holy water now before I start to run. Because I cannot be a bird with wings, because you know I just wanna be.
Like to thank the Folk Project for being with us this evening. We also thank our volunteers for their help with our production each and every week. We give a very special thanks to Becky Alfrey for her work with our social media and the photography of Nick Lazaros. Thank you all for listening to our webcast, watching us on YouTube Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of Stations. Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, Public Radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.fm. It's your chance to hear more great live Kentucky music from Red Barn Radio and WEKU.
We also extend our gratitude to the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region and share this treasure with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Arts Place Performance Hall in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available at eventbrite.com Lexington.
And once again, please give it up for the Folk Project here on the Red Barn stage.
Hold up, won't you let me explain for a minute my reasons for being here? I was caught up in the moment, didn't realize I was all alone and started to get cold as ice. My mind's been a little more foggy and my memory is going just as fast. I can still remember all the laughs we had and all the little things and promises that we made, oh yeah.
Skim what we got, Eric.
Won't you take a second, think of me and try to think of all the things that I've done to you? I was never really trying to be mean. The fact that you were bothered by the fact I disagreed, oh. It sent such a crystal clear message. I was in too deep and not in my own league. Never thought that we would ever come this far. But then again I turn around and baby I don't wanna leave.
Alright, take it down on this last one, Hannah.
Can we just go back several paces and go back to where we would start normally? I feel like I really want to do this right. It's like I really want to spend a lot of time as Tom, oh. My mind's been a little more foggy and my memory is going just as fast. I can still remember all the laughs we had and all the little things and promises that we made, oh yeah. I can still remember all the laughs we had and all the little things and promises that we made, oh yeah. I can still remember all the laughs we had and all the little things and promises that we made, oh yeah.
Here we go now. Thank you, everybody. We have a full project.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Hannah and Eric, the Folk Project, for being with us tonight. Red Barn Radio's official radio partner is WEKU, public radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.fm. Thanks also to Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta with live music every weekend on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert with people to embrace opportunities, listen locally and engage in shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. More on Facebook, Instagram, and listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment online at accuprint.us. Support for Red Barn Radio also comes from LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. And Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Associate producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. The music for this episode was mixed by Adam Schettinger. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. WookoutAmerica.com. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. Performance times and dates are at RedBarnRadio.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.